Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 722 Total Information AM Sunday for this December 15th. I'm Scott Jagow. Happy to be joined, as always, by Hancock and Kelly to talk a little politics. Gentlemen, I'd like to start with this drone story. It is baffling. It is a mystery wrapped in an enigma. I don't understand what is happening. The government doesn't seem to think it's a threat of any kind to national security. But these drones look pretty big. They look man-made. Do you think it's some guy in his basement or what? It seems like something out of a Steven Spielberg movie. Michael, you want to go first?
Well, I think it's too big to be somebody doing it out of their basement. I mean, there's too many of them of too much size and consequence. Now, having the backdrop of the hot air balloon that made its way from China across the United States and even over Missouri, you can't help but be skeptical. Having said that, you know, the Department of Defense and the White House seem to be very passive on this. So my feelings is it's probably some type of government program that they don't want to talk about, but I think it's grown to such a level that they're probably going to have to talk about it.
John?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think it probably is. The fact that the government is so adamant that there's nothing to worry about here leads me to believe that they know exactly what this is. And there has to be a reason why they're not sharing it. I don't know if it's defense related. Who knows? But, I mean, that's the most logical explanation. But at the end of the day, we just don't know.
Yeah, it's just kind of disconcerting that the government takes this kind of approach instead of being transparent and informing the public. If it is a federal program of some kind, a military program of some kind, I mean, these things are flying all over the Northeast. They don't particularly look, based on the video, highly military, you know. I don't know. They just don't look like that. So I don't know. It's a mystery to me, and I would like to get to the bottom of it as soon as possible.
Ditto.
All right. Let's talk about Trump. In his first 9 minutes of his next administration, he says he's going to pardon nonviolent offenders from January 6th. Is he reading the room appropriately here, John?
Well, I mean, it remains to be seen. I think if he goes the next step and pardons the Oath Keepers, for example, that would be politically hurtful to him. If it's the people that have been convicted of criminal trespass, he probably is okay within that sphere to do what he's going to do. It doesn't hurt him that Joe Biden just pardoned these thousands of people last week. So Trump will use that to justify his action on his first day of office. But, you know, we'll have to see how he shaves the beard here in terms of who he pardons and for which offenses.
Michael, how much pushback do you think Democrats will have on this?
Well, I'm sure there will be some statements and some strong words, but whoop-de-doo. He's the president. He gets to do what he wants to do. Interesting, this week he also said he wasn't going to be able to lower the price of groceries. So Donald Trump kind of laying out what his priorities are going to be. He also says he's going forward with the corporate tax cut. So you're starting to see that maybe some of these Ripley folks were played for the rube. As it relates to the January 6th thing, I think that's a stain that will never go away from this country. And I don't think it will ever go away from Donald Trump, despite anybody pardoning. You know, history has an incredible way of writing the truth.
Well, let's switch to something local. Ian Mackey from Richmond Heights, a House representative for the state, has proposed a bill that would merge the city and county. He said it would streamline services, yada, 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 and help with common areas like the Del Mar Loop. I've only lived in St. Louis for about 5 years, but from what I understand of the history of this place, it's been like 700 years since they've been talking about merging the city and the county, and it's never happened. So, Michael, can you give me some background on this?
Yeah, John and I both feel strongly about this. I believe John still does, but, you know, we've got to find some way to get regional governance. Look, Ian Mackey's got a nice bill here, but he's almost as irrelevant in the legislature as I am. He's a legislator, so his bill will be seen and heard, but it's going nowhere because he's a Democrat. This is a conversation that's been taking place in St. Louis since we had a fair in 2004 or in 1904 that we ought to find some way to reunite our governments. And there's been some really smart, cohesive plans in the past that have been brought forward. And I don't know what it is. St. Louis meets change with a ball bat. And unfortunately, I don't think change will come this way. I think change will be forced on us because of the failure of government or a government going bankrupt, unfortunately. But hopefully Ian Mackey's bill will start the conversation again, even if it won't go anywhere.
John?
Yeah, I mean, conceptually, there's a lot to like about it, but it's not going anywhere. And, you know, this is such a delicate little dance if this thing ever gets done. And the one thing his bill fails to do is deal with the municipalities in St. Louis County. That really is what torpedoed the last serious effort at reunification. And you've got so many of these fiefdoms and 55-some different police departments, 90-some different mayors in St. Louis County. And you've got to take all of that into account when you talk about streamlining and merging. I hope it comes to pass one of these days. I don't think this is the vehicle to do it.
Well, you know, places all over the country have done this, and it does make it does make far too much sense. And statistics get skewed, like crime perception across the country, by the fact that we are not a merged city and county. So anyway, I just thought I'd get your perspective on that.
Yeah, that's all true, Scott.
Yeah.
That's all true.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Thanks, gentlemen.
Bye now.
Catch you.
All right. It is 7:28, and this is Total Information AM Sunday.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.